The U.S. State Department will host the only public meeting over its recently updated draft environmental statement for the Keystone XL pipeline tomorrow in Billings. This is the public's first and only chance to meet with government officials in an open house to talk about the updated draft environmental statement for the controversial pipeline. A federal judge earlier late last year said the original draft needed further review of potential environmental impacts. Conservationists led by the Northern Plains Resource Council plan to host a rally outside of the meeting to protest what they say is an unfair comments process. Glendive farmer Dina Hoff helped plan the rally. So this is going to be run like an open house. What was your first reaction when you heard that?
My first reaction, I don't know if you can even say this on the air, but was bullshit. Everybody else should be able to hear everybody else's questions and the answers they receive.
According to the State Department, attendees will be able to submit comments through electronic stations, handwritten forms, and one-on-one with stenographers, but not in a public hearing format. Northern Plains Council Member Hoff.
That's not an open dialogue whatsoever. That's not a public and open dialogue.
She says the department has an obligation to go beyond the letter of the law and really try to educate the public on the potential upsides and downsides to the pipeline. The State Department did not respond to multiple requests for comment in time for broadcast. In its draft, the federal agency says it encourages public participation in the environmental review process. It says the department placed notices of the 45-day comment period in local papers through mail and email and placed hard copies of the draft statement in 6 Montana libraries. That's in addition to posting it on their website. The Tuesday open house meeting will be at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.